If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
You have tuned in this morning to the new Wise Conservatism radio show, heard only here on Blog Talk Radio, with your proud patriot and infidel host, Robert Garding, for this edition. And now, on with the show, with your infidel.
Good afternoon, folks. I got on my the top of my studio thing here a security notice this morning, or about an hour or so ago, from Blog Talk Radio. And since I have a lot of my listeners who have their own shows, I thought I'd read this thing. It says, Blog Talk Radio staff will never use Skype to call into your shows for assistance. If you see a caller with a name like BTR staff or any variation thereof, please do not answer the call. Additionally, Blog Talk Radio will never call into your show or to ask for personal information such as emails, phone numbers, and addresses. Should you receive a call like this on your show, please note the name of the Skype caller and report it to BTR immediately. That was on the top of my studio when I opened it up. So we are here today. And like I said, good afternoon, folks, and welcome to the new Wise Conservatism radio show for this, the first day of June. God, half the year is over, folks. It seems like it just started, and all of a sudden, half the year is over. It's amazing. It doesn't seem possible, yet there it is.
A couple of years, and now we know why. Because the IRS was not greenlighting it, was auditing it, and putting them through hoops in order to get their okay in many cases. Now they are fighting back. Jay Sekulow is going to be representing, I believe, 25 separate groups, and as they slap a lawsuit on the Obama administration. Tell me about this and where it's going.
I think that this administration should be quaking in its boots because we've really only begun to scratch the surface of the IRS witch hunt against these organizations. And remember that what is so striking and what is so troubling is that these are organizations that the administration and these top IRS officials, not merely these low-level rogues, were targeting because they knew that they could be intimidated. They did not have deep pockets like some of the big, juicy corporate targets and larger nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. One of the things I think that's going to come out, both the ACLJ have filed these several dozen lawsuits, and then also Cleta Mitchell is representing True the Vote, which raises another even more chilling question, which is how many other government agencies were involved? Who else was sicked on these organizations? And these may include the Justice Department, not just the IRS, OSHA, EPA, because many of these individuals owned businesses that were being targeted.
Sure. We do know somebody who was involved with the IRS. Lois Lerner was running that unit in Cincinnati. Well, now we've learned that apparently when she was at the Federal Election Commission, she went after a Republican U.S. Senate candidate in the state of Illinois. His name, Al Salvi. He was squaring off against Dick Durbin. And apparently, two federal complaints from Democrats filed against that man right there at the microphones, Mr. Salvi. He said it was politically motivated. But apparently, Lois Lerner said to him, quote, "Promise me you will never run for office again and we'll drop this case." He didn't take it, and later he was exonerated, but he says this stinks to high heaven.
Yeah. Promise me you will never run for office again. Oh, brother. Remember last week and all the fun? Well, this week, that fun continues. Though I doubt if it's any fun for the Obama administration and the DOJ, and, of course, the other government entities that are now being brought into this series of scandals that, you know, and you heard Michelle Malkin talk about all of the different scandals that are going on out here. And then we have Tom Brokaw the other day said, the Obama scandals are not as bad as Abu Ghraib. Okay. Really, Tom? Just how many scandals does there have to be in order for you guys on the left to take the abuse of government and the abuse of power that we have going on right now seriously? I mean, for crying out loud. This is getting totally ridiculous and asinine. My God, man, you and your whole bunch of you on the left in our media are just shaming yourselves to death because you know without a doubt that any one of these scandals alone would have spelled doom for a Republican president and his administration or her administration, whatever. All they'd have to have is an R in front of their name and boom, one of these scandals would have spelled doom for them. You would have touted the horrible circumstances of each one, no matter how lame it was or anything else. And each one of them would have been on the news and the headlines for weeks on end without any of your incessant speech about how it isn't as bad as something else. What the hell ever happened to the way things used to be where public servants were supposed to be held to a higher standard because of their position? It seems that way of life now only exists if the candidate is a Republican or a conservative. Shame on you, sir, and shame on all the media that continues to cover this hurtful part of the American history the way that you do. The rest of the world is laughing at us, and they're laughing at us because of you and your horrible reporting and how one-sided it always is. In the audio that I played for you, you heard the Republican who was targeted by Dick Durbin, and this man, Al Salvi, was exonerated. Okay, that means that they found out that what was being he was accused of wasn't true. But, folks, that is where the problem lies. The left gets away with this because the man's name was besmirched during the election, and he lost because of it. The exoneration isn't good enough because it is probably because of this that the man lost the election to Dick Durbin, and now we have to suffer Durbin's stupidity until he gets unseated in some future election, and God knows when that'll be with the way the American people have been voting. As long as we have crap like this going on, the Democrats and the socialist liberals will always continue to win when they shouldn't. I will give you more on the moron in Illinois, Senator Durbin, in a few minutes as the fun continues. Good afternoon and welcome to the New Wise Conservatism radio show heard here on Blog Talk Radio through the Conservative Nation Radio Network at conservativenationradio.org. The number to call in and talk on the show is 718-305-7176. Call in and join the discussion today. And now, on with the show.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You
the thing we have to realize here, folks, is this. This administration is not there in Washington for us. They haven't been for really for a long time. They are there only for them. In 2008, the national debt was something like $5.7 trillion, and then the Democrats were crying bloody murder about how high it was then. Now in 2013, 4 years later, is almost at $17 trillion, if not there already, and no one from the Democrat side is saying much of anything about it. Why is this? It seems that this administration is doing things that go against the majority of the people here in America. And right now, 68% of the people do not want us to get involved in Syria, but we're going to do it anyway. 75% of the people didn't want Obamacare made into law, but against 3/4 of the people of this nation, Obama forced it through. And we are still yet to see the damage that one's going to cause. The administration doesn't care what is going on or who they hurt doing what they want. They're going to do what they want no matter what. The only thing that will stop this is that people need to stop being so passive and start standing up for the liberties and freedoms that we all are losing daily, or else there will not be an America as we know and love her for them to enjoy when they are the ones who are adults. It's really kind of sad that we are allowing such horrible stuff happen in this world that we can't even see past the trees of the forest that's right in front of us. Let's see here. Conservatives respect pioneers, and Brenda Ward has been with conservativenationradio.org since the very beginning. Michelle Malkin, Laura Ingraham, Ann Coulter, and Michelle Crawley have nothing on women patriots, and Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central is a place to hear from real women who are real patriots, so let your voice be heard. Incidentally, conservative guys are welcome at our very own B&B too. Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. During the past months, we on the right have been pushing across the Second Amendment that has been under attack by the left and others, and that others will follow. Well, this last week, Dick Durbin, a man I now call one of the stupidest men alive holding office, did just what I was afraid would happen. The First Amendment has been put under attack formally. If you need some refreshing here, the First Amendment says this: Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. This, my friend, was ratified in December of 1791. This week, Dick Durbin said he was not sure if the First Amendment covers the freedoms of bloggers and others out here because, quote, we are not journalists, unquote. I couldn't believe that a man who sits in our Senate would be so ignorant of the Constitution. People, this is something that they all should know about because they are there in Washington to protect this. That it seems like they have forgotten what they're there for. It seems that if Dick Durbin of Illinois knew at one time, he doesn't anymore. Here is what he said. The media shield law is designed to protect reporters' privileges or the right of reporters to refuse the testimony. I'll get to that in just a few moments here. There are other things that I need to pass off here first.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Hi, this is Frank Beard of ZZ Top for Rad. If you're out partying and drinking, and we all know that happens sometimes, please don't get behind the wheel. Give up the keys to a designated driver. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, you are listening to New Wise Conservatism Radio Show heard here on conservativenationradio.org. Call-in number is 718-305-7176. And we are already having a lot of fun here.
You talk about Memorial Day weekend. It's also about the First Amendment and the role, the very important role that the media play. Honestly, are you comfortable with the idea that the president has asked the attorney general to review the attorney general's own actions?
Well, you've raised an important point, and I heard Senator Graham call for special counsel. I'm not ready to do this at this moment. I'd like to know if Holder has any conflict in here beyond what we've heard when it comes to the Fox case. But here's the bottom line. The media shield law, which I am prepared to support, and I know Senator Graham supports, still leaves an unanswered question, which I've raised many times. What is a journalist today in 2013? We know it's someone who works for Fox or AP, but does it include a blogger? Does it include someone who's tweeting? Are these people journalists and entitled to constitutional protection? We need to ask 21st century questions about a provision in our Constitution that was written over 200 years ago.
Gentlemen.
That was Dick Durbin the other day on Fox News. Stating that a question that he says he has asked many times. Well, I'm sure if the way things are really the way they're supposed to be, if he'd asked that question many times, somebody should have told him exactly what the First Amendment is about. And I think this is a conscious thing that they do. So they can get changes in the areas that they do not like. I really do think that Dick Durbin knows what the First Amendment says. He just doesn't like what it says and wants it changed, period. On my blog, I gave him a lesson that someone in the audience should have given him on the spot, and it amazes me that this kind of thing never happens. It's just like this whole thing that I discussed a few minutes ago about during the election. This last election when I can't even remember his name, the guy that was running against Dick Durbin in that last election. Some Democrat came up with this story about how he was doing something wrong, and it screwed up the whole election. Dick Durbin won, and then after the election, the man was exonerated. Why didn't somebody say anything when it first happened? And it's just the same as this thing that I just said, that I just played from Dick Durbin. When he said this stupidity, why didn't someone come up and say something about that? Nothing was said then. You know? And it amazes me that nothing ever, that it never happens. It didn't happen with the election of Durbin and Salvi, where Salvi was portrayed as the bad guy. Nothing was said then, but after the election was over and it didn't matter anymore, Salvi was exonerated of anything that was supposed to be the end of all this whole thing. And what I am saying here is it shouldn't be. We should stay on it hot and heavy and don't let them get away with this anymore. What would have been, what should have been said by someone in the audience was this when this whole thing came up. Sir, the First Amendment is for everyone, not just journalists. We have free speech to say anything we want, but with that free speech comes the consequences of our words, because words will always have consequences, sir. If I'd have been there, I'd have continued and said, you need to stop being stupid and learn what our Constitution and our Bill of Rights have to say. I haven't been reading the chat room, and Michelle is talking to him. Yeah, he's a idiot. I don't think it was Alan Keyes, but it was on Fox News, and I recorded the clip from that. But the left will always say this isn't relevant because, you know, that the Constitution isn't relevant because it was written over 200 years ago, like the truth changes over time or something dumb like that. So it can't be relevant anymore. As I said on my blog, Mr. Durbin, you are stupid. Mr. Durbin said what he said on Fox News, and the person asking him the question should have said right then and there what I said above. That we have the freedom to say anything we want. It doesn't matter if we are media or anything else. The First Amendment applies to everyone, not just the media. So Durbin so stupidly, and he stupidly labeled it as the media shield law. That's not what it is. It's the First Amendment, for crying out loud. I mean, these people will change the name of something from, like, the First Amendment to the media shield law. That's not what it is, Mr. Durbin. Stop trying to push things off on us that isn't true. Your position does not give you that right. If I had that position, it wouldn't give me that right. The truth is the truth, no matter who you are. And if you don't like the truth too damn bad, it's still the truth. And I'm sorry I'm going off on a rant here. But this really upsets me. These are things that no Republican would ever get away with, because somebody would say something if they said something as dumb as Durbin said. It would be brought up. It would be said right on the spot. Somebody would say something. But the Democrats always get away with crap like this because nobody ever says anything. They just let it pass, and then after it's all said and done and over with, and the person goes home thinking, oh boy, I sure got away with something cool there, then it comes out. Well, by then it's too freaking late. They already got away with it. Dick Durbin's still in office because of it. And, this, you know, that last election was one he should never have won anyway. And then Harry Reid, he's still in office. He should not never have won again. Lady Pelosi should never have won again. But the so-called media shield law, which is actually the First Amendment, applies to everyone, period, even you. And lest we forget, as put in the article I found this audio clip on, the last time we checked in with Senator Durbin, He was speaking at a May Day rally being attended by a large contingent of Communist Party USA anarchists and international socialist groups. You want to check that out, folks, go to www.bizpacreview.com and find the article titled "Dick Durbin Not So Sure Bloggers Are Protected Under the First Amendment." It's the First Amendment, again, sir, does not just protect journalists. It protects us all, even when being stupid. And sadly, there's more stupidity going on than smartness, especially in our government. In the 1950s, the Pope of the day said about television in the home, "We have finally put the devil's eye in the average home." Today, that eye has become an all-encompassing and all-seeing, as we have not only got television, but cable, and also they can see what we are watching, and we have the internet, too. The enemy resides in our homes now. Are you scared yet? Our children, even if they go to a public school, go to a place that doesn't teach them anything but to be in a box, and that box is something that is being created by our government, sadly, and this is something I'm going to get back to later on in the show, because there are things going on that I didn't even know about that I found out about, and it's something that is scary, to say the least. But our children are being taught to be put in a box, to do what the powers that be want them to do. And then when they come home, they can't do their homework anymore without being on a computer. To let you all know just how long this dumb crap has been going on in Washington, I found a book the other day with an old cartoon in it. If any of you are old enough to remember BC, this book that I found, I actually found it at Goodwill a couple months ago and never really even got into reading it because I'd read it before once upon a time. It was done in 1961, the year that my wife was born. And they put, and this book that they put out then was called BC Strikes Back by Johnny Hart. And almost at the beginning of the book, on the second page of the comics for that matter, was this one. BC and one other are sitting on each side of the big rock talking. BC says, "Can you stand the thought of future generations having it as good as this?" The other one says, "No." BC then stands up and faces the other guys and says, "Good, let's form a government." That, in a small three-frame cartoon, explains in a few little sentences just what is going on in Washington, D.C., today and back in 1961. It isn't changing, and it isn't getting better, folks. It isn't getting, but it is getting much worse. Obama, during the last sequestration drama that we had, cut all kinds of things because the sequestration was so bad. They were cutting so much. And on top of that, we have had the IRS doing Star Trek-type videos for $60,000, and millions are being spent on stupid things that are not needed. And all of that $60,000 and the millions being spent on stupid things that are being spent on now could have gone to the military. The post office is losing $20 million every year. Sequestration, folks, was nothing more than a cut of about 3 cents on the dollar. Good afternoon, everyone who has come into the chat room that I haven't seen. I'm not really watching the chat room right at the moment. I do a lot anyway, but if 3 cents on the dollar is too much to pay or too much to cut, then why is it okay to spend $60,000 on a video for the IRS? Why is it okay to send $50 million to countries that hate us to help them? It is time to look at what the government is doing and what it is spending money on, because They are doing nothing now but bankrupting this country. They're bankrupting America. Americans need to educate themselves on what is going on. And the government cannot borrow money. You know, and that's the whole thing. If the government cannot borrow money, they will find some other way to get it. And if they can't get it some other way, they will print it, in effect devaluing the money that you and I make and save, hurting all of us. And we have a thing that we have to do now. LifeLock. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And there's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to the conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio, that's one word, .org, and click on the LifeLock banner.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone.
Okay, think. Where'd you have them last?
I was home, then I spent them on that vacation in this tiny suit of armor. Now they're gone.
Weird. Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Oh, I broke his little gauntlet.
Oh, no.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You wondered why people spend so much time reading celebrity blogs. You read a celebrity blog. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake shakes the community to the ground. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Okay, now back to what I was talking about here. Idaho's governor talking about his budget. I just skipped a whole section here. That Americans need to educate themselves on what is going on. If the government cannot borrow money, they will find some other way to get it. If they can't get it some other way, they will print it, in effect, devaluing the money that you and I make and save, hurting all of us. Idaho's governor, talking about his budget, said, quote, "We have to keep the necessary and get rid of the nice," unquote. That is really a good statement on what the government needs to start doing, especially now as we approach or have gotten to the $17 trillion mark of the national debt. We are also at that point where I'm surprised I haven't heard the government saying, oh, we're at the debt ceiling right now and we need to add more to it. I haven't heard too much about that, although I know it's got to be coming. They can't slow down in their spending, so when they reach the debt limit, they've got to have more money, so they've got to raise the debt limit ceiling like they have since God knows only when now. They can't do what the government did when they first started. They'd pay off the debts before they'd make new ones, but I guess that's too much to ask, I would think. But there are places the government can cut. But what they are actually doing is finding the worst and most painful places to cut and then blaming the right and Bush. Yeah, and that one's still happening, folks. They're blaming Bush for those things having to be cut when, in fact, they don't need to be, because there are other things the government is spending on that are completely not needed or and should be cut anyway, actually. But it is, like I said, our government has an addiction to overspending, and Obama right now is right at the top of that list. It seems like he came from a really poor family, and all of a sudden he has all this money, more money than he has ever thought he could spend, and he could spend as much as he wants, and it doesn't matter because he'll still have more. So he's spending like a banshee with no consequences to what's going on. But what we need to understand here is life will beat you down. The one thing that you can do in life to succeed is to persevere. And I watched a Clint Eastwood movie several times, and I can't remember the name of the darn thing, but in this one, an old Indian chief who was following Clint's character around said that he was always endeavoring to persevere. And he went into a long talk about endeavoring to persevere. Washington has an addiction to overspending, and over that last 5 years has gone overboard to show us that very fact. And that is the thing that we do not do anymore. To persevere to most young people is a bad thing. To most liberals, it is a bad thing unless you are persevering to keep the ideals that they hold dear. But most think it is a bad thing because it means that you have to endure no matter what is going on. And sometimes what is going on is very, very unpleasant. But you always must endeavor to persevere. For if you don't, you will fail. Just like America is failing now because the American people have not endeavored to persevere to be great like they used to. The greatest generation endeavored to persevere during World War II, and they did. They now have that title, the greatest generation, because they fought two wars in one and won both of them by completely destroying the enemy and beating them down to submission. The only ones today that persevere are the liberals because they have endeavored to persevere even though what they stand for is wrong and destructive to this nation. You see, life really is meaningless. What holds the meaning is eternity. Hold on to that, because all hope and change that we are being promised is really nothing but bumps in the road. How can the average Americans push back against government scandals? That is a question that I found this week. And it is now that this is a question that Americans have never had to ask too much before, but now it is different. It seems that everything the government is doing now to every one of us is a scandal or a downright lie. I found this article in the Blaze Network the other day, and it was titled, "How Can Average Americans Push Back Against Government Scandals? Tea Party Leaders Have Some Advice." It said Wednesday night on the Blaze TV, Freedom Works leader Matt Kibbe and Adam Brandon met with Glenn Beck and Tea Party leaders Becky Gerritsen, Katrina Pearson, and Jason W. Hoyt to bring their perspective experiences into a strategy session about what exactly can be done. There is arguably not a single government agency that makes taxpayers feel quite as helpless as the IRS. And that is the absolute truth. Couple that with a massive overreach of power at the Department of Justice with the Operation Fast and Furious and the secret seizure of reporters' phone records and little trust in the executive branch to sort it all out. And where can you even begin to make your voice heard? Beck summarized it by saying, I want a list of things to do. Who do I have to call today? What are we going to do as a group? So we know what to do. Because if we're not all shooting at the same target, they're going to get away. And that's what's most important, the group agreed, is that real change is implemented. Enormous government agencies cannot continue targeting Americans, throwing low-level workers under the bus occasionally as a purported sign that they will change. We need to make sure that Washington reforms itself, not just fires people, because there's a whole bunch of other wannabe bureaucratic tyrants waiting in line to take their place, Kibbe remarked. And this, my friends, is what we need to start doing. We need to start worrying about what the future of America will be if we do not change the direction that our government is leading us into. It's the things that are going on are just totally amazing and totally insane to tell the truth about what is going on here. And we have to try to change the direction our government is going, because if we don't, this nation is going to cease to exist in the way that it was formed. We are quickly being led down the path of socialism and communism. The definitions of both have been tried to be changed by the liberal left so that they can't be accused of doing the wrong things or doing things that are not American. It's really a sad state of affairs for all of us as we attempt to save this nation. Oh, join Duke Brooks on conservativenationradio.org on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central for Radio Free America. Duke administers the Senator Joe McCarthy Facebook page, which is probably why NBC didn't hire him to fly a national network news helicopter. But if you love history, politics, flying, and the occasional William F. Buckley quote, check out Duke Brooks on Radio Free America, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. We are working to try and bring out the lies and distortions and everything else that is going on in our government right now. And everything that's happening kind of makes you stop and pause and think, try to figure out what's going on. And then you hear people like Tom Brokaw saying that nothing that's going on today is even warrants mentioning because it's not as bad as Abu Ghraib. It may not be. But the problem is there's so many of them that built all together, it's a hell of a lot worse. And it keeps coming back to that same question that I asked earlier in the show. If this isn't bad enough to think about, how bad does it have to get before it is bad enough to think about and bad enough to talk about or say anything about? Sure, this last week the media kind of fell off the wagon and started going after Obama and going after the IRS and after the ladies that talked in the House committee meetings and things like this. Sure, they fell off the wagon and started going after them. But we have to stop to realize that once the media regroups here, they're going to get back in behind Obama. They love him. They think he's great, and they will follow him over the cliff if it comes down to it. They just kind of got a little dose of reality that kind of struck a couple of them, and then others kind of fell in. But they're gonna get away from this. They're going to go back to supporting Obama. That's just the way it is. And as long as the media gets enough people reading them and listening to them and paying for their services, they're going to continue. And they'll continue with just every once in a while seeing the light of day and seeing what is really going on and actually saying the right things. But then they'll go back and start doing the same things all over again. But these are things that we need to start thinking about, because America is a nation that no other nation in the world has ever come close to equaling. And I think I can go back all the way back to the beginning of time on this, and no nation has ever equaled what America has. And yet we have elected leaders right now that just would love nothing more than to just tear this whole thing down and start it under the guise of something else that we all know has failed. They want America to be changed to something on the lines of the European Union, and the European Union right now is just falling apart. They're going to hell in a handbasket. Yet Obama thinks that is the direction we need to go. And the media jumps right on the bandwagon on this one. It's, oh yeah, that's the way we need to go. How wrong is this? It amazes me that we can't get our minds around this and do the right things for once. I don't know.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
I was looking through things that I'm trying to figure out what to put on my show and things. And I went to my blog, and my other author wrote something actually this morning that I thought was very apropos, and I thought that I would read this to you guys. He called it Reality Check, Government and Politics. And he said, let's be honest with ourselves for once. Government is run by people who are just like most corporate America. People will do whatever it takes to please their supervisors to get ahead and to increase their stature and or power. The past few weeks has shown that people within the IRS and other agencies are performing actions that will try to win them favors, and damned be the laws or politics or policies that prohibit them from these actions. In the case of the IRS, it's targeting the opposition of the political party in power. Statistically, the granting of 501c tax-exempt status to groups should be relatively equal if the agency was truly apolitical. When conservative-leaning organizations were delayed or denied this status over liberal-leaning organizations, then there is something definitely rotten in Washington. When training videos and seminars of dubious value are costing thousands of taxpayer dollars are exposed to the public, one can only wonder if this agency is truly fair. With the agency being tasked to enforce the Obamacare premiums, that skepticism only increases. And that's the one thing, you know, that really scares me about this whole thing, is that these agencies that are under scrutiny right now because they're lying to the people are the ones that are going to be enforcing Obamacare. Doesn't that scare you even just a little bit? He goes on to say the Department of Health and Human Services is also apparently violating the laws. Secretary of HHS Kathleen Sebelius is soliciting funds from the very industries that her department is regulating. I understand that this is a violation of the laws governing agencies. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, has apparently lied or misled Congress and the American public with his involvement in various actions from his department. The AP scandal, Fast and Furious, gun running scandal, selective enforcement and or prosecution of immigration and voter intimidation laws are just a few of the issues concerning this department. The Benghazi mess, with which no one knew what, with who knew what and was responsible for what non-actions were taken by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and or President Barack Obama, is just an example of how high up the political mess in government reaches. And this cost the lives of an American ambassador and three more lives. And it's, you know, and this kind of thing right there, if this would have happened under Bush, all hell would have broken loose. And it would have all come from the left. Obama would have been right at the top of this, saying that Bush lied, people died, that whole happy crap thing that they constantly said, anywhere from the government to Operation Pink. He goes on to say the issue is that government is now an obvious political animal. There are many, many people making decisions and performing actions that affect the American citizenry, but no one is apparently held accountable. Why? Apparently, at least to me, people who toe the political party line are protected and promoted. AG Eric Holder is a prime example of this. Anyone in private industry who screwed up as much as he has would have been pink-slipped a long damn time ago. And I put the word damn in there because it adds emphasis, I think. What all this means is that the political party in office is using government to further its agenda, suppress opposition, and increase power. If a person stops to think about this seriously in light of the antics of this administration and its appointees, This should be cause for increased concern over the direction of this country. The difference between the U.S. and the Banana Republic becomes very small. The government, not the people, rule the country instead of the vision of this country's founders. The political party in office now has the full unlimited resources of the government to do pretty much whatever they want. People who are in charge have stated that they had no knowledge of the misdeeds of their underlings, or that they have been proven to have lied about the knowledge. This means that either they have absolutely no control over their departments, which means they are incompetent, or that they are covering their collective behinds for their misdeeds, which is most likely what's going on. Well, they're incompetent too. In both cases, these people should be removed from their positions of authority, along with the people who committed the crimes, perjury, and or violated policy. And yes, criminal prosecution should occur as well when laws have been broken, except that no one is accountable. No one knows anything, but someone has to damn near absolute power without check. Perhaps our country should be run by multiple incarnations of Sergeant Schultz. At least he had a good heart, unlike a lot of these other narcissistic morons. Personally, I think it's time to clean house from the top down without exception. And, oh, is this ever the truth? We need to get rid of everybody who acts like Sergeant Schultz. And if any of you don't remember Sergeant Schultz, he was in Hogan's Heroes. He was the German guard who was supposed to be in charge of watching the prisoners of war. And his big line in the show was always, "I've seen nothing, I know nothing." And that really pretty much sounds exactly like what's going on in our country's higher upper echelon right now. Obama never knows anything. He never knows what's going on. But he is the person who should be the one who should know what's going on. He should be held to a higher standard. He should be held accountable for what his underlings are doing. Isn't that what happens to corporate bosses who let things like this happen? When it finally comes to light, what happens? The corporate boss disappears. He is taken out of office. He doesn't hold that position anymore, and someone else is put in. The only problem that's going on now is the people that are being shamed and disgraced in one position are being secretly sorted in and put into another position of power so that they stay there. This is not right. This is the reason why our government is corrupt. This is the reason why it's staying corrupt, because the people who are doing the wrong things are kept in office. Ted Kennedy stayed until he died. John Murtha stayed until he died. These were two men that should have been taken out of their offices immediately and put somewhere else and never allowed to run for office again. But no, they stayed in office till they died. And that's the problem we have in our government right now, is the people who are doing the wrong things, if they are caught to the point where they can't get out of it, then they are told publicly that they no longer hold that office, but secretly are brought back in through the back door and given another position somewhere else. And the American people sit back and look at this and think, okay, they're gone. We don't have to worry about them anymore. Then months and months later, we find out that that person was actually brought right back in and put into another position where they are allowed to do the same damn thing over and over again. And our government just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse, while America gets flushed down the toilet. And most people don't even realize what the hell's going on. the reason for shows like this one, to let people know what is going on. The sad part about this show is that I do work hard to try and find a lot of this stuff, but not many people hear me. Before I joined Conservative Nation Radio, the last 4 weeks or 5 weeks, I had a couple of thousand people listening. Past couple of weeks, I've had anywhere from about 200 to almost 500 listens. And in one show, I think it was 539 or 439 or something like that, 469. And I'm happy with that. I really am. It's you know, at least it's not under 100 like it was for the longest time. People are hearing me, but not as much as they need to. Even Rush Limbaugh, there are a lot of people out there who never hear him, never know what he actually stands for. And when they actually don't hear what he stands for, they blaspheme him and tear him down and say he believes things that he really doesn't. And they get away with it because that's the way they believe, and they're bold enough to put their views out there, whether they're right or wrong. It doesn't matter. But it really does.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
You have tuned in this morning to the new Wise Conservatism radio show. Heard only.
We've got that. I wanted to play that again because that's the beginning of my second hour. And we are starting the second hour, and welcome back to hour two of the new Wise Conservatism radio show.
Packers.
Vikings.
Red State.
Blue State.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But no matter how different we are, we're all connected, and we can all make a difference. That's why United Way brings people, expertise, and resources together to improve the education, income, and health of our communities, the building blocks for a better life. When we live united, our efforts, magnified by others, add up to real change. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly, so do our communities. But real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So let's look beyond our differences.
Live united.
One by one, let's make a difference. Let's reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all.
Live united.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
left.
You
are not going to.
Then what you're
going
to do is turn onto Martha Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three lights and then take the next left.
I don't really think she's
five more
happy,
blocks,
but
you should be there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right. That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I was just reading in the chat room, and one of the things that Lady Michelle had put on there is from a blog, I guess, called Creeping Sharia on WordPress. They have an article that was dated today that talks about Obama using executive order for national or for nationwide taxpayer-funded Muslim outreach. I don't know about you people, but I don't want my taxpayer money used to outreach to people that don't want to be Americans. If they're going to call themselves Muslims over Americans, then they don't need the money. And most of the time, if the government's going to get involved in something like this, you really got to look into the back burners of what is really going on, because if you don't, you're going to be sorely disappointed, because the government is never going to do what they say they do. You know, they'll say things like, you know, this executive order for helping Muslim outreach. Well, my guess on this whole thing is that it's going to go to an Islamic group. Obama did say that if things got really bad, he would rather turn to Islam than America anyway. And he said this towards the beginning, and nobody listened. Nobody heard him say things like this. If they had, he'd have never been elected. He would have never been elected the first time, let alone a second time. But people just don't listen. They like to be the low information voters who don't know anything about who they're voting for. They just feel fuzzy about them. And this just drives me freaking insane, folks. If you would wish to call in and join on the discussion today, the call-in number is 718-305-7176. It seems that most all of the media has bailed for the moment on Obama, except for one. And can you guess which one that is? If you want, I can take a drink of my coffee and hold off for a little bit, see if you can figure out which one that is. And that is good. if you guessed MSNBC, then you were right. And they are the ones still defending Obama on the left. And I actually had a video that, or actually an audio clip that I was going to use on this, and I didn't have the time to get it going before the show, because when I do an audio clip, it seems to take forever to download. And I just didn't have that time, so I didn't do it. But the rest, you know, when it comes to the rest of them, right at the moment, they have fallen by the wayside, but they will be back because they all love Obama, like I said before. They may be dissatisfied with him now, but they still love him no matter what. And we are in the process now of working to find out just what is going on the presidential side of this whole thing. But from Breitbart.com comes this from a piece called The Conversation. It was titled Anti-Cruz Protest on Twitter Fails. And it says, when the radical left found out that Ted Cruz would be speaking at a fundraiser in New York City Wednesday night, a protest was organized on Twitter over his support for the Second Amendment. Why? This just drives me up one wall and down the other. The Second Amendment and the First Amendment, everybody knows that if one of them falls, the rest are going to fall, and then we will have no laws. It doesn't matter. This nation will descend into nothingness and tyranny. But no one cares. Anarchy. But no one cares. Those who couldn't make it to the actual event from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. were directed to tweet on Senator Cruz's Twitter account and also post on his Facebook page using the hashtag You Cruz, You Lose. Eric Erickson of Red State caught wind of this and enlisted the help of conservatives on Twitter and Facebook to combat the onslaught. He launched his own counter hashtag, Cruise to Victory, which is currently the number one trending term on Twitter when I took this article down. Cruise himself posted this. He said, "Thank you all for a tremendous show of support. Together we'll take the country back, restore economic growth, and defend the Constitution. Cruise to Victory." Cruise, the hashtag "You Cruise, You Lose" never registered. A group of about 100 shouting, drumming protesters showed up outside the Midtown Manhattan Hotel where Cruise spoke to the state GOP tonight, and some were pro-illegal immigrants, and others had pro-gun control messages. Cruise took a different entrance and didn't see the protest. Inside the ballroom, he said he respected their right to express themselves. Now, there is the big difference between the liberals and the conservatives. We respect their right to say what they want, even though they're completely wrong, and what they are standing for will tear down this nation if allowed to go on. But the left, on the other hand, if somebody disagrees with them, it's got to be made illegal. We got to do something about this. We got to stop this tyranny, this whole thing about somebody disagreeing with us. No, that can't happen. That's the liberal point of view. But he's said that he respected their right to express themselves. He says it's protest at Cruz's opposition to aid for victims for Superstorm Sandy. Said, "I have not met Mr. King, but I think it is unfortunate that he was not able to join us," Cruz said. Edward Cox, chairman of New York State Republicans, defended Cruz's stance on Sandy and said, "That was a vote against pork. It was not against Sandy aid," he said. "After all these years, Peter King still doesn't know how these things work, does he?" We're just having ourselves a load of fun here. Join Duke Brooks on Conservative Nation Radio. I think I've already done this one. Yes, I did. Well, I don't know. I'll do it again just for the heck of it, in case I didn't. Join Duke Brooks on conservativenationradio.org Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. Yes, I did read it for Radio Free America. Duke administers the Senator Joe McCarthy Facebook page, which is probably why NBC didn't hire him to fly a national network news helicopter. If you love history, politics, flying, and the occasional William F. Buckley quote, check out Duke Brooks on Radio Free America Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central on conservativenationradio.org. And I did do that one. But that's okay. That's a good enough show. At Walmart, I think it was in Florida this week, a dad was accused of kidnapping his biracial children. He was in the Walmart parking lot, seat belting his children into their minivan, putting them into car seats, when someone called the police saying he was kidnapping the children. This one just absolutely makes me just laugh because of the stupidity of it. So the police followed him to his suburban home and then found out that the children were indeed his, and his wife, who was black, was the mother. Was this the act of someone who was mad because a white man was with black children? Or was it someone who was just being a good Samaritan trying to make the best of a situation? If this man was seatbelting white children into a minivan, would the call have been made in the first place? I seriously doubt it. And on top of this whole, and to top this whole thing off, kidnappers usually do not try to take children from a public place like a Walmart. Children, by their nature, are not quiet if they are being taken. They do not register the fact that the gun the person is holding would hurt them if they weren't quiet. Kids usually kidnapped from a home or somewhere more private. I think the question I asked a short time ago, that if the white man was seatbelting his white children into a minivan, no one would have even bothered. But that's just me. Obamacare is the latest craze when it comes to insurance firms. Now, does this surprise anybody? I know it doesn't me. The government is subsidizing the insurance. They bring the customers to the insurance companies. They pay for it. What insurance company wouldn't want in on this? I mean, after all, they're being given free money. They're being given free customers. They don't have to go out and pay for these customers. They don't have to advertise for these customers. The government will give them to them. Like I said, what insurance company won't want in on this? And Obama is touting the fact that so many are wanting in on this. Yeah, free everything. Free stuff. They don't have to pay advertising for any of this. It's free. It's what they want. It's what they get with Obamacare. But in California, they have done a thing that shows that the premiums are going to go sky high over Obamacare. And I haven't seen any state where Obamacare, the way the president presents it, is soluble. This is insane, purely insane. And these are things that just have to be figured out, because if they're not, something definitely is going to go wrong, and this nation is going to suffer because of it, no matter what anybody says. The leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we are just a few lonely voices in the wilderness. But don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by a 2-to-1, according to numerous polls, even by the liberals. If you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's called traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAM, as we call our home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the conservative revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement, one word, .com. That's www.traditionalamericanmovement.com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAM is a liberal free website. How fun. How fun. I had found an article from investors.com. That was another article about Eric Holder again. And after I finish with the things I need to get done here, I will read that to you.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list, and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the3rdlantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Higg and Resch sent you. Thethirdlantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Yeah, shelter pets, that's the way to go, I think. That was an ad that wasn't on my list today, and I emailed Duke on it, and because the one he wanted me to run, I didn't have. So I put that one instead. It had one of the same numbers. But it's the article that I had started on. The title of it was Eric Holder. Remember him, or is your memory as bad as his? And this was from investors.com. And it said, remember Eric Holder, attorney general during Barack Obama's first term and beyond? Tall, thin guy. He had a mustache, which always looked good. But shifty eyes and an awful memory. Terrible, in fact. You may remember Fast and Furious, but that outrageous and, by the way, illegal gun running by his department that sent weapons to drug cartels in Mexico? Nope, he never heard of it. Oh, well, wait. Those words do ring a bell. Yes, yes, he had heard of that after all, but can't quite remember when he heard of it or when he ordered it stopped, if he did. There's a lot of bad memory going around this Obama administration. Well, now, Holder's had another awful lapse of memory or smarts or something way back on May 15th, which is, oh, look, exactly two entire weeks ago today, and an eternity under this Obama crowd. Back then, the country's top law enforcement officer was testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. It seems the FBI was holding around dozens of telephone lines of the Associated Press trying to identify a government leaker, which is unusual. Because given the First Amendment, as in the one put before all the other amendments of the United States Constitution, government has gone after the leaker while steering clear of working news gatherers who have this thing called constitutional protection as a check on government. You see how this is working, people? Even President Obama says publicly he's in favor of freedom of the press, although, yes, true, he said publicly he's in favor of so many things and does nothing about them. And his administration has gone after leakers much more aggressively than others in recent history. Anyway, while the Bureau was at it, the FBI went after one particularly annoying reporter, James Rosen of Fox News. Annoying because, of course, it's Fox, which this president detests, but also because Rosen is very good at his job. He keeps breaking news stories that the government doesn't want broken. And I read this, and my first thought was, oh, boo-hoo. Kind of the definition of what most good reporters should attempt. But to get into Rosen's personal effects, emails, and things like his parents' home phone number, the FBI agent claimed that TV news reporter Rosen was the famous face, was not only a flight risk, but also a criminal co-conspirator, meaning likely to be charged, very serious. Two federal judges wisely said, nope, not good enough. But the so-called Justice Department kept shopping till it found an appellate judge who okayed the fishing expedition. And I know I have one lib here in my chat room who totally disagrees with everything I'm saying. But, you know, if they would just open their minds and stop believing that everything that is being said is only right when it agrees with what they want, then they would, the truth of some of these things would hit them so hard between the eyes that it would just knock them to the ground. Maybe they just don't want to be knocked to the ground. I don't know. But it's annoying as hell that the left can get away with things that you know without a shadow of a doubt that no Republican or nobody with an R or a conservative leaning bent to them would ever get away with. Yesterday, Holder was giving a testimony to the House committee. He told members he found his questioning to be shameful and unacceptable. And at one point, he The unelected official upbraided the committee. He said, "You may not like me, but I'm the Attorney General," which, of course, was a pretty keen grasp on the obvious, because that's why he was testifying before the legislative branch, after all, which has this constitutional role to play. And remember, Holder is the first ever Attorney General to be cited for contempt of Congress, and that happened earlier this year. He may not like them, but they are elected. So things weren't going too well. A sympathetic Democratic representative named Hank Johnson of Georgia tried to help Holder. He yielded his last couple of minutes as a gift to Holder to talk freely. And here's what lawyer Holder volunteered. He said, quote, "In regard to potential prosecution of the press for the disclosure of material, this is not something I've ever been involved in, heard of, or would think would be wise policy," unquote. Now, did you get that quote there, folks? Another lie from Holder, and we know that he is just like Obama and couldn't tell the truth if his life depended on it, the article goes on to say. Now, here's the really big problem for the country's top law enforcement officer. It looks like he was lying through that nice mustache to Congress. Turns out NBC News discovered Holder's signature was on the FBI document seeking a search warrant to get inside Rosen's life. Like most Americans, we're not lawyers. But signing a court document would pretty clearly require Holder to have heard of the document he was signing, right? And signing it would also seem, to layman's eyes, to involve the signer, not even in Chicago. That was a pun there, son. Now, in addition to the other scandal investigations, judiciary is investigating whether the AG lied about his investigating. Another messy storyline to run on and on, with the IRS and Benghazi and the ongoing court fight over Fast and Furious documents. This next detail is not the late night joke type thing. This is a favored Obama tactic to ensure a favorable finding. The president has asked his attorney general to investigate his attorney general and report back by early July. Boy, Obama must really mean business. We hope Holder cooperates with himself. What if Holder takes the fifth under questioning by Holder? And I just had to laugh about that. That is a little funny and not really something to laugh at, but think of it. Only the Obama administration can get away with having something wrong with the attorney general than having that same attorney general investigate himself. Shouldn't there be something like a conflict of interest here? It doesn't seem like anything is going on that should be. Nobody's saying anything about it when it's happening, but there should be. Do you realize that the Obama administration has been doing what they are doing, and they intend to continue doing this? They're working on destroying this nation as it was founded and bringing it to its knees while instituting a socialized version of the European Union in its place, is something that I mentioned earlier and said I was going to mention again. And I am sure all traditional Americans like me will fight this all the way to the bank. America is the greatest nation this world has ever seen, and we are being systematically destroyed by our president and his cabinet. Oh, some things just, I guess, never end. And we are just absolutely having ourselves a blast. I have never in my life seen a political party working so hard to get the things that they want out in the open, even though it's wrong. I think I have a phone call here, 865-455-9338. Hello?
Hello. Well, you know, when we look at the big eye, when we look at the big scape of things, I mean, I saw this list about a year ago, but the act of information, there's a great article that's up by Forbes that was released on 5/26/2012, talks about the Department of Homeland Security forced to release the keywords used to monitor social networking sites. It's very, very expensive. So let's go through just a few of these, and I'm just going to pick some of these out because, you know, you and I, we might use a few of these words when we're either typing or texting or even talking via the phone. This one is labeled underneath domestic security.
Is there any way that I can get you to hold for a little bit? I've got a couple of ads I got to do, and then I can get back with you. Thank you.
Certainly.
Okay.
There's a smile on the wind as it touches my face and starts to erase all the gloom. And the sun with a kiss begins to dismiss the memory of my life without you.
Let's assume that you're listening to conservativenationradio.org. You're a conservative. You love America and our Constitution just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want to want a supply depot that gets everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic t-shirts to flags. And your pipeline to that good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio, one word, .org, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag proudly and display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, we're back with 865-455-9338. You still there?
I'm still here. I don't appreciate you giving my school phone number out, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I should have just been the area code. Okay, for security purposes. But when I'm looking at this list, if you were able to pull that up from Forbes, the article, I'll just randomly go through some of these listings. Okay, underneath domestic security... If you're typing, you're texting, or you even say the word, say recovery, that could be a keyword. If you say the word cops, that could be a keyword. If you say the word trot, that can be a keyword. If you say the word deaths, that can be a keyword. All right, so that's just one book. All right, we're looking at probably about 45 to 48. I didn't count them out exactly. Just underneath that particular category that they're taking this through the fusion centers. And they're looking for these keywords. It does not matter whether or not you text it, you send it on Facebook, you tweet it, whatever. These are the things that they're looking at. And if you say too many of these words in one particular text, email, Facebook post, they're going to tag it. Okay, so we'll go underneath hazmat nuclear. So if you say the word cloud, or you say the word, or you type in the word burn, or leak, biological, powder, North Korea, chemical agents. That is, and I'm just randomly picking these out, okay? Again, let's go underneath health and plus H1N1, which is classified, or according to them, outbreak, plague, wave, sick, swine, pork, flu, and Asian. All right, so we can step down to infrastructure of security. So if you say electronic, yes, your email can be tagged because of that if you said that too many times, or you said a combination of too many of the other words that were tagged.
Wait, I did a post on my blog about a month and a half ago about this very thing, and there is a complete list there of words that you can use, and I use every darn one of them. and you can be labeled a terrorist by our government if you use any of these words.
Yep,
and
got
it's,
it.
That's essentially what I was, talking about there on this, because it's well known, and most people just don't even think anything about it anymore. I had to get going on something else here, but she brought up a really darn good point. And there is a list out there right now. And I, like I said, I posted it on my blog at wiseconservatism.com probably a month ago, listing the words that they have got on their watch list right now, talking about if you use these words, you could be labeled a terrorist to the United States, or a person of interest who the government needs to watch out for, and who the government needs to keep an eye on, because you're saying things the government doesn't like, or you're saying things that the government thinks is treasonous. The problem with most of this is that most of these words that they have stuck on these things are being used by they themselves. Yeah, 931, you there?
Hey, Robert, how you doing? It's Bing, man, from SOP.
I'm doing well, I think. I'm not sure, but I think I'm doing well.
I just wanted to call in and just to invite everybody for tomorrow's show. As you know, that we have Billy and Karen Vaughn on, Extortion 17 Parents of Special Operations Chief SEAL Aaron Carson Vaughn. And we're gonna try to see if we can't stir a hornet's nest up, man.
Well, that sounds like it'll be fun. I might try and get involved in that one too. I love stirring up hornet's nests.
Well, also, yeah, as a side note, then I'm going to be traveling to up here in Tennessee to a county that I don't normally go to, but I'm going to be traveling up here to meet up with Publius Hilda, whom a lot of you all know, and we're going to talk about, up in Tullahoma, we're going to talk about the Muslims infiltrating up there. So that should be interesting, man. That should be interesting. I've got all my radar, my spider senses are going, and I've got all that stuff going on. So we'll have to watch and see what happens with that too.
That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. That's something that I've always wished that I had the ability to do a lot of, is travel, because I'm pretty much stuck here in a state that's red right at the moment. And there's not much going on here, but I don't
Tennessee,
have all these liberal people. I'm sorry,
Tennessee, as you know, is red too, but we're being infiltrated, so by not just the illegals, which is a definite problem and something that needs to be addressed. We're also being infiltrated by people that hate our Constitution, hate our way of life, and hate our religion, hate us, period.
Yeah. And then that's, I grew up in New Mexico, so I had a lot of that illegal immigration thing. I actually got to know a bunch of them. That was back in my younger days when I thought that traveling across the border was really a cool thing to do. But, of course, we're all young and liberal at times. Although my dad always tried to set me straight on that one. But I think right now Indiana is actually in a really good position, because we have last year we didn't have the super majority that the Republicans have got now, and the Democrats could stop all proceedings just by not going to work. And for, I think, a month and a half, they decided that they were going to stop all things that were going on, and they left the state and stayed in Champaign, Illinois for a month and a half on our dime. And they thought they were doing themselves a great service, and it turned out that they actually lost their offices over it. So that was a lot of fun.
Well, you get that everywhere. We got that going in the chat channel right now. I'm getting a migraine sitting here listening to this one dude. But anyways, I just ignore him. Look, he doesn't understand, I guess, that you could put people on ignore here, and he just keeps spouting that. That's cool. Hey, that's the way radio is. That's the way this beast is that we call Blog Talk Radio. But, yeah, please join us Sunday. And if Letha wants to call in, I'd be sure to entertain him, okay? Tomorrow, Sunday, 3 to 5 CST. PM, and we're gonna have a couple great guests on. We're just gonna have a great show. So, and you're doing a great job, too, Robert.
I still struggle every once in a while. I'll be going through my notes and trying to figure out what I'm gonna be talking about next, and I'll start saying something, and all of a sudden I'll think, I've already said that. Duke Brooks's Conservative Nation radio show twice today, because I didn't remember I had already done it, so he got a double dose of
Hey, same chapter, man. I mean, that's just the way it goes, you know. I mean, and we have to look positive at it, and we have to just look at it in a funny light, and you know, that's all we can do.
Yep. And if you're not having fun doing it, no sense in doing it.
That's right. We can't please all the people all the time, you know. But anyway, thanks for having us on, and tune in for Soldiers of Patriotism tomorrow on conservativenationradio.org.
Okay, we sure will. And that was a show that I had announced at the beginning of the show. They'll be on tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. It's the same place that I'm at here. So we're having all kinds of fun here. Let's go to our... Well, actually, I think I'm going to be doing it right now, as a matter of fact. That's my next thing that I need to do. So I'll go ahead and say it again. The conservatives are like to be predictable and dependable and reliable. And like the true anchors they are, Michael Smith and Bing Fisher, who is on the phone with me right now, still roll out Soldiers of Patriotism Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. And he was just pushing his show tomorrow. They've got guests, and they're going to have all kinds of fun. Hey, wouldn't it be conservativenationradio.org without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, would it? Don't miss our signature show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism, real conservatives. I'm finally starting to get that one right. The first couple of times I read those things, I was always going, real conservatives for, okay. So we're having all kinds of fun here now. And I got that one out of the way, and it's time for the other things that need to be said, so I'll do these two.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're working on getting towards the end of the show now. We're working on the last 12 minutes of the show or something like that. If you're listening to New Wise Conservatism Radio Show on conservativenationradio.org, the call-in number is 718-305-7176. From the Front Page magazine, the article entitled "The Perjury Rap Sheet of an Attorney General" makes my last segment that I talked about even more preposterous. Here's the article posted by Arnold Allert of the Daily Mailer, front page. He says the U.S. Attorney General Holder remains in the eye of a largely self-inflicted storm. The House Judiciary Committee has initiated an investigation into whether Holder lied under oath when he testified before the committee on May 15th regarding the Department of Justice's seizure of Fox News reporter James Rosen's emails. And that's pretty much already been figured out. And, you know, Lethal Migraine asked in the chat room, he said, why don't Republicans bitch and moan about Hillary Clinton? Well, you know, we did. We bitched and moaned about Hillary Clinton a lot during Benghazi and shit like this when she supposedly was in charge of this whole thing and everything just kind of went to hell and four people died. Now she's not out there doing stupid things, and if she is, she's in the background now, so she's not somebody who is trying to stay in the forefront of everything right at the moment. Eric Holder is. That's the reason why. Seems like everything that Eric Holder is talking about right at the moment is turning out to be a lie. Everything that Obama is talking about is turning out eventually to be a lie. Hillary Clinton right at the moment isn't saying too much of anything. And it's just like Bing said, she is now marginalized. She has been pretty much taken out of it for the moment. There's no reason to talk about her if she's not trying to do something stupid somewhere. And if she is and she does something stupid this week, I will talk about her next week. But right at the moment, I don't have anything in my computer that I've got beside my computer that has the switchboard on it is not showing anything right now. And yes, I've got a second computer sitting right here that's scanning through the articles and things going on. I don't see anything about Hillary Clinton. No reason to talk about her. She's been marginalized. That doesn't mean that she's not going to show up this week and say something stupid or do something dumb or do something, hell, she might even do something good. Who knows? But if she does and it makes the news, then I will talk about it. That was essentially it. And when it came to her responsibilities with Benghazi, I talked about that. I did probably two or three shows right in a row where that's about all I talked about. I slammed her hard. She did the wrong things. Yes. That's just like Bing said. She's been marginalized. There is no reason to talk about her right now because she's not doing anything. She's staying off in the background, taking in what needs to be taken in, I guess, for her to do what she needs to do the next time she does something. That's the way people like her work. She got in trouble. She lost her position. So now she's sitting in the background just watching for the right moment to come back and strike again. Until she does, I ain't going to talk about her. There's no reason to. But that article that I was reading about the Rosen emails and Department of Justice's seizures of those emails, says, furthermore, in the revelation likely to add weight to that investigation, the New Yorker's Ryan Lizza reports, and that's Lizza, reports that the DOJ essentially went judge shopping to procure a search warrant to access Rosen's files. And that's something that I mentioned in the last thing. But the last thing didn't mention judge shopping, but that's exactly what they were doing. They wanted somebody to give them what they wanted. The first two judges said no, so they kept going until they found one that did. The committee is examining an exchange Holder had with Representative Hank Johnson, Democrat of Georgia. Johnson was concerned with the DOJ that the DOJ could prosecute reporters under the auspices of Espionage Act of 1917. And for those of you who don't know what that law was about, it was a law that was made because the American government was afraid someone would try to get a hold of the blueprints and the ideals of the Model T. Johnson said, but we certainly need to protect the privacy of individuals. We need to protect the ability of the press to engage in its First Amendment responsibilities to be free and to give us information about our government so as to keep the people informed. And Holder said, I would say this, but regard to the potential prosecution of the press for the disclosure of material, that is not something I have ever been involved in, heard of, or would think would be a wise policy. In fact, my view is quite the opposite. The article goes on to say, not quite. Last Friday, NBC reported that the DOJ promised to review its policies regarding the seizure of information from reporters, even as it acknowledged that the search warrant issued for Rosen's material was approved at the highest levels of the department, including discussions with Holder. So he lied. And Lady Michelle in there says that we haven't heard the last of Benghazi, and don't be surprised if we see Hillary testify at least one more time. And yes, we do care about Benghazi and other parts. And we do care about Benghazi because it was a failure of our government to protect us on one day that we should have been. You know, and especially our embassies should have been protected. Can you imagine what would have come down on this whole thing with Benghazi if the president had been Bush and this had happened? They'd have crucified him. And there ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that. They would have crucified Bush under this. Obama's getting a free pass. Wasn't his fault. He didn't know anything about it. He was asleep. He went to Las Vegas to do something else. He didn't know. And even those things that Obama is claiming as the reason why he didn't know any of this are things that would have crucified Bush or any other Republican or conservative president. And right at the moment, I think it's about damn time that we started voting these people out of office, the ones who will not follow the Constitution the way it needs to be followed. And get people in there who will follow what the Constitution says. I was going to do an article on, my last article I was going to do was going to be on some, a German family that has asked for asylum here in the United States because they want to homeschool their children, and that I don't have the time for. I just realized I'm out of time. And so there's a couple of articles here that I will most likely talk about tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but next Friday, like next Saturday, including one from Medford, Oregon, where a veteran had his gun confiscated because he was trying to protect his family. But I've got about 90 seconds left. I've got a new song for my outro. It's called Independence Day by Chip Murray. And I got this for the ending of my show, and I'm going to go ahead and play it. God bless everybody. God bless you all. Thank you for showing up. I'm glad you were here. Have a great day. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Saturday. Have a good day.
I was born in the land of my father's home, in a world of illusion. I thought I owned a birthright of freedom that we hold dear, was paid for by strangers no longer here. At night when I dream, I can hear them say to me, it's Independence Day in my neighborhood, where the people are friendly and life is good, where the silver moon knows when the sun goes away. shine on Independence Day. My cousin Rocky, I never knew, fell from the sky for me and you. Rice patties are soft, but they can't break the fall from the weight of freedom, heaviest of all. At night, I can hear their voices in my ear say to me, don't let us down, don't let them turn your hair around. On Independence Day in my neighborhood, where the people are friendly and life is good, where the silver moon knows when the sun goes away, tomorrow she'll shine on Independence Day. My brothers and sisters, you don't need a gun to fight for your country and honor the ones who gave up their days, gave them to you. So let's use them wisely for the red, white, and blue. At night, I can swear I see them marching in the air, and I can hear them say to me, this is your destiny. Independence Day in my neighborhood, where the people are friendly and life is good, where the silver moon knows when the sun goes away, tomorrow she'll shine on Independence Day, on Independence Day, on Independence Day.
God bless you all.